This is a sermon given at St. David's Episcopal Church in Austin, Texas. Visit our website at saintdave.org.
Every once in a while, it feels like the lectionary throws a little softball out there for a preacher from time to time. And today's gospel lesson, this new commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you, might on the surface feel like one of those. But our friend Lauren Winter, who's a professor at Duke Divinity School, who also came here to speak at the Eckhart series several years ago, in a sermon that she preached on this particular text, says that she finds it mundane now. She finds just listening to him say, love one another as I've loved you, she's like, yeah, okay. Because it's been said so many times, over and over. And she confesses that she thinks it's this way because it's so ubiquitous in the culture. She said that she has seen that phrase, love one another as I have loved you, embroidered on every possible thing, on checkbooks and everything out, in every wedding, every invitation, and just on and on the list goes, combined with the partner passage that God so loved the world that God gave God's only Son. Put those together. And she says she feels like that the English language has killed the word love, that we've used it so much and so ubiquitously for everything that it's kind of gone. I would add this to that. I don't know that we've killed the word so much as it is one word to describe how we feel about so many different things. I love thin crust double pepperoni pizza. I love the Pittsburgh Steelers, and I've never even met anybody that played for the Pittsburgh Steelers. I love the Texas Rangers, same things apply. I love to fish. I love to hike. I love sitting on the back porch with my wife as the day ends. I love talking to my adult boys about whatever it is they're doing in their life, and I loved yesterday because I had a meeting in Dallas all of this last week, and my daughter lives in Dallas and works in a hospital up there, and I talked her into meeting me at the lake yesterday. I drug my boat up there, and we went to the lake, and I had my 10-year-old daughter back for 5 hours. And she sat on the boat, and we talked, and we decided to motor from one end of the lake to the other. She did what she did when she was a child. She laid down and fell fast asleep. So I fished with my daughter napping in the boat. I love that. I also love being a priest. And I love being your priest. I love you. You are my friends and my spiritual family. I love this church. I love Jesus. And I love God. That's one word. And obviously, as much as I love thin crust double pepperoni pizza, it is not how I feel about God. And as much as I love the Steelers, it's not how I feel about my napping daughter. One word. So what we run into a problem is, and the reason this is not a softball of a lesson, is that it's one word. What is he actually saying? When Jesus says, I command you to love one another. What kind of love is this? This is not pepperoni pizza love. He is talking to disciples who know full well that he's about to be arrested, and they are terrified about what's about to happen to them. And he's saying, when you get out into this world, I want you to love. How many other alternatives are there? They could have chosen all the worn-out trope of the world. They could continue to choose violence and anger and fear and power. But Jesus says, no, you'll love. But he says it this way. He says, it's as the Father loves me, so I love you. Now love one another. So for Jesus to be able to say this, he had to be filled with love. It had to be something he knew, that he had experienced. More than anything else in the world, he had experienced the love of God. And because of that, when the world bumped into him, Love is what spilled out. Part of the thing I did was in Dallas, there was a speaker, and she used an analogy that I loved. It was a quick one for her. She was trying to attribute it, couldn't remember where she had heard it, so I can't attribute it. But anyway, somebody came with this great image. It's that if you are walking through a crowded room and you have a cup full of hot coffee and someone bumps into you, what's going to spill out? Coffee, because that's what's in the cup, right? So then the question is, what spills out of you when the world bumps into you? What's in the cup? So for Jesus, it had to be nothing but love. You think about all the encounters that Jesus had, all the arguments that Jesus had. Even when Jesus was sharp and harsh and judgmental, it was obviously, clearly born out of love. So how did Jesus love his disciples? And how did they know they were loved? So we knew Jesus was loved by the Father. He loves the Father. So now he's loving the disciples. You know, it's funny, John only says he loved one of them. And he never even says who, right? He says the disciple whom Jesus loved. So what, is he just kind of fond of the rest of these guys? So it's a different thing. You ever wonder what these disciples thought of each other? You know, this is a pretty raggedy band of fellows who decided to follow Jesus around. But they loved him so much they gave up it all to follow him. That's the thing they had in common. There we go. That's the thing they had in common, was their love of Jesus. So Jesus is full of the love of the Father. Jesus loves the disciples. They are full of the love of Jesus. And therefore, when the world bumps into them, love can spill out. And we know it was true for Jesus, all the way to the cross, all the way to the resurrection. Every step, he refused to use the tools of this world. He refused to use power that was at his disposal. He refused to let anything but love spill out. And that spilled into the hearts of his disciples. They, a little more of a mixed bag. You read their stories. Sometimes it was love, sometimes it was fear, mostly fear. But then you get to the early church, the New Testament, where this crazy story that we heard this morning about the Holy Spirit coming on a bunch of strangers, they had nothing to do but love. Love spilled out. So they welcomed them in. And I love it, this too. I love this too. Jesus says, as the Father loves me, so I love you. Now, abide in my love, and now your commandment is to love each other. So he says, let's start with each other. Isn't that great? Start with the people you know first. So when you guys bump up against each other, let's practice. Let's let love spill out. Not fear, frustration, annoyance, stress, anxiety. Let's let love. Let's practice on each other. And then John 3:16 makes a whole lot more sense. For God so loved the world that God sent his Son. So our call is to then love the world. Because the Father loves Jesus, Jesus loved the disciples love Jesus, Jesus loves you. So let the love of Christ fill you completely. And then when the world bumps into you, which it inevitably will do, let love spill out. Let love spill out. In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen. You can find more lectures and sermons on iTunes by searching for St. David's Episcopal Church in Austin, Texas, or visit our website at saintdave.org and click on the podcast button.